hope. And I pray that this lesson today will give you vision for your mission. Such a great privilege and honor and a humbling opportunity to be able to serve people that are not like ourselves, very different background. And I want you to know that I pray that you leave here today understanding that God has a certain mission for your life, a certain vision, whether you're a teen, whether you're single, whether you're a campus. I pray that you understand that our lives are not only to be forgiven by God, but there's a purpose for it. And I pray that today that you would leave here with the desire to make an impact in your life to win for God, the school, the work, the city, the nation, wherever you are, for God. And I want you to know that I looked in your region. You have great cities here. Incredible cities. They're pretty intimidating cities. Australia, I think, wow, if you're not involved in a sport, you're in a sin. I came off the plane, I saw everybody wearing their particular jerseys. I said, wow, it's amazing. And I say this to you because there's a reason why God has you where you are today.
Yeah, amen.
And it's to win it for God. And I want to share with you today, and I pray that through our lesson, through the Bible, you will be inspired to have a vision for the mission. But we're going to talk about Jonah. You know Jonah? All right, Jonah. Jonah and how God used him to win a great city called Nineveh. Nineveh was a pretty intense, sort of looked like Sydney. But these were some bad dudes back then. I mean, they were crazy. I mean, if you went from Nineveh and you were a foreigner and you went there and you're an enemy, you know what they would do if you're with your buddy? And they see you, they'll take you and your buddy, and they'll kill your buddy, and they'll cut off his head, and they'll make you walk around the city holding your buddy's head. That's how crazy they were. You know, cities would be so afraid when they heard that the Ninevites are coming, they would rather kill themselves than to be captured by the Ninevites. So the Ninevites had an intense reputation. And they were enemies of the children of God. So it was a pretty intense city. It was a great city. Outwardly, it looked awesome, right? Yeah. But the city, man, it was one of the most feared cities at the time. But then Jonah, God said to Jonah in chapter 1, he said, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. What? God says to Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. God, do you know what they're doing nowadays? I mean, they capture you, they skin you alive, they bury you in the desert, and they leave you there. You want me to go to Nineveh? Are you sure Nineveh or Mumbaba? Nineveh, Mumbaba, Nineveh! I want you to go to Nineveh! Do you understand me? And Jonah said, man, God, you want me to go to Nineveh? You're crazy. That's what Jonah said in his heart. And look what he did. Nineveh was here. God called him here. He said, I want you to go to Nineveh. But notice that Jonah said, see ya. I'm going on a cruise. I'm going to go out to Spain, Tarshish. I'd rather go there. You know, we look at this and say, man, Jonah's crazy. But if we look in our lives, we act like Jonah too sometimes. Are you with me, Jonas? Yes. We know the Lord is tugging on our heart to do something, but say, no, I got my own plan. You know, I'm going to go on a cruise. That's what happened in chapter 1. And then what happened in chapter 2? You know, you can run from God, but you can't hide from God. The boat started, there was a storm, and the people on the boat said, man, what is up? Man, we got to throw everybody off board. Hey, you, Jonah, what are you? You're sleeping. What are you doing? Is this because of you? I said, yeah, sort of. He said, well, we can't throw you off because we'll kill you. I said, okay. Started rocking more. I said, you know, we got to throw you off. And they threw him off. And right after they threw him off, the Bible says a big fish, excuse me, God sent a big fish. He was originally on a cruise on a ship, and now God's sending him a submarine. And then all of a sudden, he gets swallowed by this big fish in chapter 2. And chapter 2 is a very convicting and sobering chapter. You got to read Jonah sometimes. We taught the church in Cambodia about Jonah because someone was using the scripture in America in the wrong way, saying that Jesus is going to come back in March in Jonah chapter 4 or Jonah chapter 3. And I said, no, let me teach you what Jonah really says. So that's why I'm sharing this with you today. Amen. And it says right here, when he was in the belly of the fish, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land. He had a turning point. You know, he was at a point when he said, he didn't complain, he didn't have any grumbling, but he said, I remember God. The Bible says that his heart was full of thanksgiving. He was surrendered. He realized that, man, I might die here, but if I'm going to die, I remember God. And you know, right after that, in his heart, he repented. And you know what happened right after that? Oop. He got spit out. He got spit out of the big fish. And he said, oh, this is not Spain. Guess where he was at? He was back where he started. In Joppa. And you know what happened? It's amazing when you read the scripture. He was in the fish for about 3 days. And it didn't say how long he prayed, but it kind of puts right here, on the third day he decides to pray. And then right after he prayed and he repented his heart, he's back and said, man, this is not Espanol. ¿Dónde está ajo? And he ended up, I'm back at the shore. And what happened there? God gives him a message. And it's the message I would like you to leave here with, understanding if you want a vision and mission for where you're at, if you want God to use you in a way that will blow you away, you got to love the Word of God. Amen. And you know what? You got to live the Word of God. You got to let it come alive. The Word of God is not boring. It's exciting. And you know what? Many people want to know the Word of God. Are you with me, guys?
Yeah.
So look in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah second time. You know what's awesome? God gives us second chances.
Yep.
Amen. I told you about my story last night. I had a gun to my head. I'm here. I got a second chance. I don't deserve to be here. Really, I don't deserve to know you. I got a second chance. And are you grateful for the second chances in life?
Yes.
But the world doesn't give second chance, but God does. And what we see right here, that God was giving Jonah a second chance. And he says right here in Psalms 119, verse 16, I will delight in God's statutes. I will not forget his word. See, this time, the word of God meant something different to Jonah. This time, he had a different heart. This time, he said, oh, I'm going to listen to you, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure, God. Oh, yeah, I love your word. Yes, God. Oh, I won't forget it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was smelling like a fish. Stunk. Psalm 119, 127 says, I love God's commands more than gold, yes, than fine gold. The author said, I love the word of God more precious than gold. John 5, verse 3, in fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commandments are not burdensome. Sometimes we think, oh, the Bible is so full of rules. Oh, the Bible, it doesn't give me freedom. What is real freedom? To be enslaved by what people say real love is, by having falling into sexual morality? Is that real freedom? Is it real freedom to like someone by looking at them and looking them back and just saying, you like me, I like you. And guessing? And playing head games? And playing the image? And is that what real freedom is? I think not.
Amen.
Love? What does the world say love is? Like, you gotta look like this, you gotta fix your nose, you gotta fix your chin to be loved and appreciated? That's love? Is that freedom? Family, what the world says for family, that only money, you'll be free and you'll have everything. It's great to have money, but does that really define family? You know, we gotta ask ourselves, do we really appreciate the Word of God? Because sometimes we look at the Word of God, oh, it's boring, it's burdensome. No, it's not. Let me tell you, I've been down that road. I know what it's like to have money. I know what it's like to be immoral. And let me tell you, it is full of pain, hurt. The Word of God gave me freedom and security.
Amen.
The Word of God is not burdensome. Amen.
Amen.
Teens is not burdensome. Okay, well, my mom and dad, yeah, it's not burdensome. There'll come to a point when you're going to realize this Word of God is going to change your life forever. Singles, the Word of God is not burdensome. Campus teens, it's not burdensome. Our attitude needs to be, I love it. I love it. Amen. And you know what? After that second time, Jonah loved the Word of God. You know, the reason why it's hard to love the Word of God is sometimes we stay in a situation where we don't want to forgive. You know what Jonah's problem was with Nineveh? He hated them. They were enemies. They killed some of his people. He didn't want to forgive the Ninevites. You know, there was a sense of hopeless. I don't want to give Nineveh a chance. No way. They deserve what they get, God. Cause distrust in the Word in God. When we don't love, we don't appreciate and respect the Word of God, it's hard to trust God.
Yeah.
And you know, if we don't appreciate the Word of God, sometimes we think we're insignificant like Gideon. See, these were some of the situations that Jonah had, a spiritual pride, and he said, why me, God? You know, this is, I shared with you last night about the class that graduated. These are great guys. English is not their first language. For them to learn the Word of God in a whole different level the last 3 years has been so amazing. This is Gordon Ferguson who taught us for the last 3 years. You know why he's crying? You know why he's crying? Because I graduated. He didn't think I was going to graduate. Please don't tell him I showed you this picture. You know, the Bible says, but the man who looks intently into perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. It's not only one thing to appreciate the Word of God, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we love the Word of God. You know, we were asked by one of the brothers, can you come every week and teach a bunch of doctors and medical staff the Word of God? They don't know about Jesus. They don't know about the Bible. In fact, they're not really fired up about you coming, but can you come anyways? Sure. So we went there. We've been going there for months. You know what? These guys love the Word of God now. They know a lot about Jesus. They know what it means to be a disciple. In fact, you know what? They now are leading kingdom songs. And you know, in fact, one of them is studying the Bible and getting close to becoming a disciple. But now they love the Word of God. See, when you love the Word of God, you know what happened? Other people love the Word of God too.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not going to be, I mean, we're so different. Their background. I mean, many of these people, they've seen their parents get killed before their very eyes. Many disciples in Cambodia don't know the day they were born. So you know what? They get to make up their own birthdays. So we have a lot of birthdays on Valentine's and on Christmas. Most people in Cambodia, when you say Jesus, you know what they say? Jesus is good for the economy. For the economy. That's their understanding. But see, the one thing that we can help them understand is the Word of God. People want to know the Word of God, and they'll see it, and they'll believe it more when they see that you love the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. It's contagious. This is my daughter, Brianna. She was baptized 2 years ago, and she asked the teacher or the principal in the school, can I start a Bible talk in my school? And the principal said, sure, go for it. Start a TBT, Truth Be Told Bible Talk. And she said, Dad, I asked the principal if I could start a Bible talk. I said, that's great, Brianna, go for it. Can you lead the first one? Sure, no problem. Okay. So I led the first one, and you know, it's been over a year, and I've been leading the Bible talk every week. But you know what? I love it. I teach them the Bible, they teach me how to shuffle. They teach me how to SpongeBob, but I can't do that right now either. So it's really great, and I love this group. We take them to orphanages. Two of them are studying the Bible. One of the mothers of the students became a disciple. Her husband studied the Bible. You know, it all started with this girl wanting to share her love for the Word of God and somehow manipulated me to come start leading the Bible talk. And I'm leading the Bible talk every week. In fact, when I miss a week like this week, I miss the Bible talk. I love it. I have 3 Bible talks that I lead. And this is a Bible talk I really look forward to because they want to know the Word of God. My daughter loves the Word of God. I love the Word of God. When you love the Word of God, it's contagious. This is another Bible talk that we have at Goldstone. On a given Bible talk, we have 60 people at Bible talk. And I couldn't get the camera to fill it all in, but this is our team leader. And he's leading a Bible talk there. And it's so amazing. They have no background in Jesus. But they want to know. You know what? When you love the Word of God, it's contagious. And you know what happened to Jonah? He loved the Word of God. Sita, I shared with you about the girl who walked by the church last night. And she thought it was a leadership English seminar. Well, surprise, surprise. It wasn't. This is Sita right there. She came in. She was impacted. She fell in love with the Word of God because she was impacted by people who love God. See, you've got to love the Word of God. Do you love the Word of God?
Amen.
Can you honestly say, God, I love the Word? Yeah. Are you grateful for the Word of God?
Yeah.
You want to have a vision for the mission. I know a lot of people who want to be missionaries, and they love I want to go, Cesar. I want to go to Cambodia. I want to do this. God, I want to do that. I want to be like on the movie Pirates of the Caribbean and go anywhere. I want to be a missionary. Wow.
Do you read your Bible?
Sometimes. Share with them, dude. But I love the thrill of being somewhere that I don't know.
But you look like, well, yeah, I'm learning.
Dude, man. Love the Bible first. Love the Word of God. We have a lot of organization that comes and help out people. Maybe because they're hungry or they want a job. But let me tell you, you want to change someone's life forever, you got to love the Word of God.
Amen.
Same thing, not only in Cambodia, but in your place. Your university, your work, your neighborhood, the sports team that you're on, your nation, your city. You want to make a great impact, you got to love the Word of God. How do you do it? See your need for God. Other thing is that you got to live the Word of God. Live it out. So what happened? Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. That's about 400 miles from the shore to Nineveh. Okay? So he's going up there saying, whew, man, what am I going to preach about? Man, I mean, he's working on his sermons. I've got to change this. I've got to change that. Whew, man, 4 days. Man, I stink too. Say, God, what am I going to say? This is the simple message that God put on Jonah's heart. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned until God be the glory. That was it. That was the lesson. That was the sermon. And I know you're wishing, Cesar, can that be your only point too? Because I'm hungry. But you know what's amazing? Listen, watch this. Don't miss this part. In Jonah chapter 3, the next scripture. Read this. Okay, read it together. You can do it in English. It's okay. Okay, one, two, three.
The Ninevites believed God.
One more time in case you didn't get it. One, two, three.
The Ninevites believed God.
What's this word?
Believed God.
Wow. Here's a place that he thought his head's going to be cut off. Here's a place that he thought they'd skin him alive. Here's a place he was so afraid to go. And and he preached one simple lesson. And right after that, they believed God. The most terrified city in the world, and they believed God. Look what happened. Look at something in verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion on them, compassion, and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. Wow. God saw their repentance. You know, the Bible says that there will be a famine. But the famine is not going to be of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. That's what it says, Amos. There's a famine of the word of God, I believe, in Australia. I believe. There's a famine of the word of God in New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Fiji. I believe. You may have churches. You may people have love God. But let me tell you, people want to know the truth. We're reaching out to a friend right now. They grew up in church. They grew up knowing the Bible. But when we shared with them about God and the Word of God, they said, "Wow, I didn't know. Please help us. Please study the Bible with me." You know where they're from? Perth. Perth, Australia. Wow. They're our neighbors. And we care for them. So he gave me a little insights of coming down to Sydney. I said, "Wow. But I thought you're from Australia." "No, I need to know. There's a famine." Yeah. "And you know what? God wants to use you." Yeah. Amen? Yeah. I shared with you about the minister who came to our church. And he wanted to know what it means to live a life as a disciple. Well, this is his youth minister getting baptized. In Cambodia, they get so fired up after they study Bible, they want to get baptized. They don't care what clothes they're wearing, they'll jump into the baptistry. I'm not kidding. This is right after church. "Hey, no swimming clothes. Take me to get my sins washed away." And you know, we do it in public.
Yeah.
This is the monument, the prime minister's house right there. We want him to see. I'm not kidding. That is the prime minister's house right there. We want him to see. You know, this is a famous place. If you ever go to Cambodia, it's the Independence French Monument. And let me tell you, when they make a decision to follow Christ in Cambodia with no background, it means that they're turning away from the tradition, the culture, the world behind them, the cross before them. And this is the youth minister getting baptized. He's now helping out the teens and growing as a Lord. This is the other person in the leadership there in that church. You know, I say this to you, that though they may go to church, they may know the Bible, but you know what? There's a famine. They want to know truth. How will they know? By you living it out. This is a teen, young. When he started coming to church, he was so ashamed. We said, "Why are you ashamed, dude?" And we started finding out more. He's from a very poor family, but his mother was burned severely growing up. In fact, if you go to one of the places in Cambodia, it's called the Russian Market. It's a famous souvenir shop. You will see this lady selling books. That's where you'll see her, selling books. And he was so ashamed of being poor, so ashamed of what happened to his mom. One of the disciples from Japan came to the souvenir store and met her and invited her to church. She told her son to come to church. He started studying the Bible. He started smiling. He started getting excited up. He fell in love. He said, "Wow, this is what it means to have hope in my life." He is now your brother in the Lord. Amen. His mom now is coming to church. And please pray for her to study the Bible. He's no longer ashamed because he loves the Word of God. I shared with you last night the way God moves in our hearts as he puts peoples on our heart, places on our heart, and he puts a sin on our heart to change. What place has God put on your heart? What people has God placed on your heart? What sin has God placed on your heart to change? You want God to move? You want to have a vision for the mission? You've got to love the Word of God, and you've got to live the Word of God. Here's some tips. And ultimately, my challenge for you today is to find your Nineveh. I want you to find your Nineveh. The place that's going to scare you. The place that's going to give you second thoughts. The place that's going to make you feel, I don't know if I can, but I know my heart's being pulled there. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your school. Find your Nineveh. And this is the tips I want to give you, is to start a Bible talk. Start a Bible talk. Pray. Start a Bible talk. And also get trained. Get trained. Learn. Well, bro, I've done a couple Bible talks. I know, but still learn. I'm learning how to do Bible talks in Cambodia, and it's different doing Bible talks in Cambodia than it is in Philippines. It's different doing Bible talks in Cambodia than it is in America. And I've got to learn. It's different doing Bible talks in Vietnam, in Myanmar. It's different, and I've got to learn. You never stop training. Amen. 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 Who, how, and what is the sin? Jesus said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world. You have the power. God wants to use you. You know what's amazing? After Nineveh believed in God, the king, if you read on later, and I encourage you to read it, he declares a fast. He declares a decree for everyone in Nineveh to turn to God. And he called everybody to fast. You know what? He even called the animals to fast. Yeah, you're reading Jonah chapter 3. We're all going to fast, and the animals and the poodles are going to fast. He was very serious. And that's why God saw it and said, I'm going to turn my wrath upon them. Turn it away. Now here's the other thing. Jonah was afraid, right? Yeah. He was afraid the first time, and he was afraid the second time, right? And you may be afraid, but I want you to know God's got your back.
Amen.
I want you to know you may be afraid of your relative. You may be afraid of your friends. You may be afraid of your university or your workplace or your city, but I want you to know God's got your back, and he's working. He's working when you're sleeping. He's doing something that he's just waiting for you to get up there and say, 40 days and you'll be overturned. How is that? Well, get this. So Jonah, what swallowed him?
Fish.
Fish. Okay. Was it small fish?
Big fish.
Big fish, right? Big fish. Right? You know, in Nineveh, there are fishermen. They are known for that. They worship a god. You know what kind of god they worship? A fish god called Dagon. That's him. So here's Nineveh afraid, going up there smelling like a fish. He said, man, I don't know if these guys are going to kill me. I don't know what's going to happen. And they say, where'd you come from? I just got swallowed by a fish. A fish? A fish swallowed you? Yeah. Oh, hey, a fish swallowed him. Really? You survived in a fish? You traveled here in a fish? Big fish? Yeah, why? Well, we worship Dagon. 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 Dagon, the fish god. Yeah, I came here on a fish. Yeah, we can smell you. Yeah. That's how I roll. Yeah, I can't. I said, he came here in a fish. He came here in a fish. He survived. He lived in a fish. You must be from Dagon. Oh, Dagon. Oh, Jonah. I said, yeah. You know, took me a while to get here, but I'm here, guys. 40 days, and you'll still be overturned. To God be the glory. Oh. The man who came from a fish has now preached the word to us. We believe. Said, yeah, took me a while to work up the fish. But see, when he was trying to escape God, the Lord had that fish waiting. Because he sent the wind to rock the boat. And then when they finally threw him off, as he was being thrown off the edge of the ship, he said, oh, no, I'm dying. God was working it out. And he said, I'm the big fish. And he swallowed him. Oh, no, this is it. I can't believe my life is miserable. I said, okay. Maybe one day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, I don't know. Well, let's make his heart change. And he did. Spit him out on a shore. He went to Nineveh. He didn't tell them that they worship the fish god yet. He wanted to, keep him on the edge. So he's walking, and he finally gets there, so afraid. I mean, he could have turned around. He could have given up the vision of the mission, and he could have turned around. But he finally realized, he preaches the message, he came from a fish, and they worshiped the fish god, and they believed. Wow! God got your back.
Yeah.
And he's working it out right now.
Right.
And maybe you might be in the fish, my friend. Does it smell good? Does it taste good? Maybe he's working something out. He is. Because our God is not a stagnant God. He's doing something that will blow you away.
Yeah.
But you know what you got to do? You got to love the Word of God, and you got to live the Word of God.
Yeah.
This is one of the teens. He became a Christian. His brother's a disciple. His parents are disciples. He had no idea what God has in store for him. Someone gave him a skateboard. He loved it. And he kept doing tricks on it. There were some guys from Australia, actually, who started an NGO for skateboards. And you know what? He's now become one of the most popular skateboarders in Cambodia. Who's a popular skateboarder here? In America, it's Tony Hawk's.
Okay.
Who's it here?
They're here, I'm not sure.
Okay, but you know Tony Hawk's?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's become popular, and they're grooming him. So we said, okay, they're going to groom me to that. You know what we're going to start? We're going to start the skateboard ministry. So I brought my Sector 9 longboard from America. Yeah, baby. Yeah, you should see me cruise on my Sector 9. Actually, I'm looking for a Sector 9 here. So if you have one you want to donate to Cambodia, talk to me later on. But it's amazing. So his Nineveh is the youth. And skateboarding has become popular in Cambodia. They've never seen a skateboard, only on, not even TV. And they're having a blast. And they're daring. They don't know what it means to fall off the stairs. They say, hey, we'll just do it. We've never seen it on TV, so we'll just, jump over that bench? Sure, no problem. Hang on the edge? No problem. And you know what? They're living it. You know what? He's finding his Nineveh. You know, we wanted to plant a church, but we have no money. We have no money to go to this place. We're praying about it. And this year, this lady, who's a disciple, she said, hey, I have some property that I want to give to the church. And it's yours. I said, where is it? It's the place we want to plant a church. So now this property here, and let me tell you, you can see the beach from here. You guys got to come. You guys come. But you might not come back, but come. And we're going to start a church there. We had no idea what's going to come. But we had a dream, we had a vision, and God was working it out. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring what?
Good news.
What?
Good news.
What?
Good news.
How's your feet today? Are they beautiful? It's good news that we need to bring. Amen. So here you got Jonah. Joppa wanted to go to Spain for some paella. The Lord turned him around and said, nope, I got a plan for you, Jonah. I'm going to go to Nineveh. How about you? Where are you? Here? Are you going here? Or there? Right here? You're going to see amazing things. And I want to leave you with a simple challenge. Find your Nineveh. Find your Nineveh. See what God can do. Many great cities in the Bible. Athens, Ephesus. But let me tell you, winning a great city for God, it's going to take loving the Word of God and living the Word of God.
Amen, bro.
Hey, guys.
I'll be praying for you. Look for us on Facebook. Love to stay connected with you guys. I'm not kidding. Look at the Phnom Penh Church of Christ. If you come to my Facebook, I think it's maxed out right now. But look in Phnom Penh Church of Christ. Look for Jennifer Lopez. We'll be praying for you. Really, you guys are awesome. And you have an awesome area. And I pray that you really have a vision for the mission. Was today helpful?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be leaving soon, but one thing. What impacted you the most about today's studying the Word of God? What impacted you most? What did you get out of it? Yes?
I think for me, it's to really find that place, find my Nineveh. Now, I was thinking, what is that for me? I think I have to go away and think about it, but, yeah, just being able to find the place that's most challenging for me and just go there. Right. And that's what Jonah did, and I thank you for the lesson.
Great. So was that Cambodia? Okay, another one. I saw another hand. Yes?
I think just for me, not getting intimidated by anyone, just truly living the Word of God.
Right.
And I think that's what holds me back from just sharing my faith, is because I get scared and intimidated of what
right.
they can say to me.
Right.
But this lesson just helped me realize that, it doesn't matter that they won't like me or anything, because God loves me and He's there to support me.
Right, right. And you know what? Thank you for sharing that. It's not like you have to be an intellect to love the Word of God. Let me tell you, if you know a couple of scriptures, that's more than most people know, especially if you really love it. Amen?
Amen.
So I appreciate you sharing that. Don't be intimidated. God is working. Amen?
Amen.
Later on, can I ask you one favor, please? Disciples in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Myanmar will never have the chance to see you in person, maybe until you get to heaven. But if later on, if I could take a picture of you guys.
Yeah.
And just show them that these are your brothers and sisters down under. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I ask that just one request?
Yeah.
It'll go a lot saying, wow, that's my brother and sister. Wow, I have good-looking brothers and sisters. You know? And if you're single, I could advertise you in Southeast Asia. Oh, wow, I don't know how to do this. Oh, gosh, I don't know how to do this. Any photographers in here? Okay, who's a photographer? I am. Who's good at taking pictures? Okay. Okay, I trust you. Let us know what you want us to do.
Yeah, stand up and group together.
Okay, stand up and group together.
Yeah, stand up on a chair and get the front to kneel down.
Okay, guys, here we're going to do. If you're in the back, can you stand on the chair, and then we'll work it down like this, okay?
Yeah, just stand here, because I'm small.
Okay, all the preteens and teens up in the front, okay?
Yeah,
all right, okay, let's just all move back as possible. All right, stand on the chair. You know what? I'm just going to... Okay, here we go. You know what? I'll just do a different shot from here now. I'm hungry now. I'm hungry too. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
I'm here.